Fresh evidence has emerged in a sports subsidy scandal over which former Czech Football Association chairman Miroslav Pelta is facing criminal prosecution alongside a widening array of alleged accomplices, including association, club and former education ministry officials. Brian Kennedy has the story.
Czech Radio's flagship news station Radio Journal has uncovered potentially damning documents from 2015, the year in which the suspect subsidies in question were allocated. They show the lion's share of some 100 million crowns, which should have gone to children's sports clubs and facilities, instead went to a handful of other entities. The internal Czech Football Association documents show the biggest single amount awarded went to groups close to former association head Miroslav Pelta. His powerful deputy chairman, Roman Berber, current head of the Pilsen Regional Football Union, and to the home team of a former minister of education, Marcel Chladek. The latter case, not previously reported on, concerns Nové Strašice, one of 80 fourth division clubs. Somehow they were allocated a subsidy of some 1 million crowns when 75 clubs got nothing at all and four received subsidies amounting to tens of thousands of crowns only. So why was Nové Strašice the only one to be awarded such a large subsidy? Former club head Vladimir Kozel told Radio Journal he cannot recall any details.
I don't know, I have absolutely no idea. Someone must have filed an application for a subsidy because they gave it to us, but I really can't say. It's great that we got it, but to say someone influenced the process, certainly not.
Although Nové Strašice had no youth project, they somehow got money from a subsidy program aimed at promoting children's sport. But Mr. Kozel rejected any suggestions of favoritism, though the club chairman was an assistant to Marcel Chladek, then the Minister of Education, Youth and Sports, who oversaw the subsidies.
No, he didn't influence any decisions. He went to observe the process, but he didn't influence anything. At least I don't think so. Maybe I'm naive. But that's how it was.
Mr. Kozel also couldn't say how three first division players came to join Nové Strašice that year, saving the team from relegation to a regional division. But current club chairman Martin Hrbek notes that the former education minister built himself a home there, where he has lived since being pushed out of office in 2015, allegedly for routinely bullying subordinates.
Plány.
Marcel Chladek had big plans for the town. He wanted Nové Strašice to advance to a higher division. He wanted to build sports facilities for children, a new football pitch and so on. He also tried to help us secure sponsors.
Police are expanding their investigation into the subsidy scandal. They allege that Mr. Pelta supplied a free Prague apartment to a deputy minister of education with whom he had agreed to divvy up spoils from the subsidies program. According to Radio Journal, new evidence shows clubs owned by him and Mr. Roman Berber each got millions in subsidies under similar dubious circumstances.